Near the city of Tzipori, Tzipori was a high city. It was like a tzipol, like a bird high up. So there used to live a peddler who used to peddle his different cures and perfumes. And every day he traveled from city to city, going through the marketplaces, going through the yards to people's homes. And he'd always attract customers. He'd call out and say, "Who wants an elixir? Who wants something that's going to give you long life? Who wants to buy a good cure? The cure for life, come to me." And wherever people heard him, so they'd come. They'd go see, what's he selling? What cure could he be giving us that will give us longevity? And one time he came to a city where Rabbi Yannai used to live in that city. And Rabbi Yannai hears the person calling out, "Who wants this great cure, the cure for longevity, for long life?" And Rabbi Yannai sees him, and he sees the masses starting to surround him. And Rabbi Yannai thinks, what's he selling? I have to check that he isn't a swindler. So he calls him and he says, "Come, let me see what cure you're selling." And the guy obviously feels embarrassed. "You don't need this." And Rabbi Yannai keeps begging him, "No, come," until finally he comes to Rabbi Yannai's house and he says, Rabbi Yannai tells him, "Show me the great cure." So the guy takes out a book of Tehillim and he shows him the verse that says, "Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim? Who is the man that seeks life? Ohev yamim lirot tov. He likes days to see good. He wants longevity. Netzol lishonecha meira uspatecha midaber mirma. Watch your tongue from speaking bad. Watch your lips from being deceitful." Shlomo HaMelech taught us, David HaMelech taught us in Tehillim that if you want longevity, so then you want a long life, be careful what you say. So that's what he was selling people. And the Chafetz Chaim writes about this story. He writes that this peddler knew that the way to get people to keep this mitzvah was by attracting them this way. He'd go outside and say, "Man b'chaye, man b'chaye, who wants life? Who wants life?" And that was the way to get people aroused. If you just tell people, you know, if you watch what you say, you'll live a long life. So then, I've heard that before. But if you begin by reminding them, hey, you do want longevity, you do want a long life, you start announcing, "I'm selling you something that will give you longevity," so then they think about it, and they come. Once they've come, and they recognize that they really want the blessing of a long life, so then when you explain to them this concept, then they'll really abide by it. And the Chafetz Chaim writes that this peddler knew that this was the way to get to these people.